This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. It was a massive show of unity in Washtenaw County over the weekend. Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor were among the more than 600 cities around the country holding sister events to the Women's March in Washington, D.C. Some 1,500 turned out for a noon rally and march in Ypsilanti. Then at 2 Saturday afternoon, around 11,000 gathered in front of the federal building in downtown Ann Arbor. The mass of bodies moved through the streets, and the day culminated with a rally on the University of Michigan Central Campus Diag. 89.1 WEMU's Lisa Berry reported on the Ann Arbor March and joins us with some reflections. Lisa, sorry for waking you up so early on a Monday morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am excellent. Well, I want to take you back to the moment where you were walking up to the corner of 5th and Liberty in downtown Ann Arbor just prior to the beginning of the march. What was your first impression?
Well, I have seen marches in that same area. I was there a few months ago, and it was a lot different than that. I don't know what I was expecting. I was lucky enough to get dropped off because I heard parking was at a premium, and a lot of businesses were letting people just park in their lot. So I got dropped off, and I walk up Fifth Avenue at about 20 after 1, and it was supposed to start at 2. And so I kind of went into reporter mode and started talking to people and doing some interviews and taking some pictures. And I'm literally standing under the streetlight at the corner of Liberty and Fifth. So after I get done talking to people, a few minutes later, as it gets closer to 2, I realize I cannot move. There are
just a mass of bodies.
As far as you could see up Liberty, people as far as you could see behind me on Liberty. I kind of tried to peek around the corner onto Fifth, and there was people as far as you could see down Fifth Avenue. So it was a huge crowd, and it built, but it was a quiet crowd, and it was a calm crowd.
I was going to ask you about that. What was the energy like? Did it seem to be more happy, a little bit angry? What were the emotions that you were sensing from this mass of people?
I did not feel anger. And one of my questions that I had for people was, are you here marching for something, or are you here marching against something? And, you know, I think it was half and half. So a lot of people had homemade signs. There were a lot of, it wasn't just women. There were a lot of men. There were a lot of children there. I saw babies, and I saw kids in strollers and people with slings on their front with their children. So it was more of a family event, from my view, than it was just a women's march.
Well, speaking of all who were in attendance, were there any visible signs of Donald Trump supporters or counter-demonstrators to the women's march?
I have to tell you, there's a lot of restaurants and businesses there, and one guy walked out of a restaurant and kind of mumbled something about liberals under his breath, and I thought, I don't think he knew this was happening, and I couldn't imagine having to deal with that at that moment if you were just popping in somewhere for lunch and walking out and seeing all these people. So no, as I said, it wasn't an angry crowd. It was a determined, my sense was it was a determined crowd. I mean, obviously it's a little edgy. There's the hats that the women are making and some of the signs. I kept taking pictures, and there are pictures on our website, WEMU.org, and I put a video on our Facebook page. But I kept taking pictures and thinking, nope, can't use that one. So that, if anything, that was the interesting part about it.
Well, we've heard about your first impression and kind of your view of things from the street level. After having another day or so to reflect, what is your larger overall takeaway from the Women's March in Ann Arbor?
I think that activism is alive and well, especially, you know, Ann Arbor is known for it. It goes back hundreds of years, but... And it wasn't an anger thing. I think that's a good thing. It was a determination thing. And it wasn't just about women's rights. It's about everyone's rights. So maybe people are fearful that they're going to lose some of those rights, so they decided that they should get out and do something.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if the energy put into the marches in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti and around the country maintains, and these march organizers continue on in some form to put forth events as we continue the march toward the midterm elections in 2018. Lisa, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for your reflections. Go get some rest.
Okay, see you soon.
That is 89.1 WEMU's Lisa Berry. You'll hear her reports on the march as part of WEMU News as we continue through the morning. As she mentioned, you can find pictures and videos on our Facebook page and on our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.